Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Tuesday, June 27, 2006. Updates about Gaza: two Palestinian workers killed trying to enter Jerusalem, and Israeli army arrests 15 residents from Bethlehem. Those stories and more coming up. Stay tuned.
The people of the Gaza Strip are preparing for Israel's imminent attack, threatened at the height of the economic and political blockade, during one of the most intense periods of invasion. Entire families have been killed without Hamas repercussion. Daily air attacks turn life into a nightmare, but today residents expect it to get even worse. Palestinians are creating earth mounds to blockade the Strip's borders as far north as possible, whilst Israeli tanks gear up on the other side. Jabalia refugee camp residents are trying to protect themselves by fortifying the entrances of the most densely populated place on the earth. The Palestinian Health Ministry has constructed a new surgery room in anticipation of the invasion. Salah Al-Nami, a Palestinian political analyst of Israeli Affairs, says,
"There is a decision that is already taken by Prime Minister Ehud Olmert himself to carry out a massive operation in Gaza. This operation may include occupying the location in which the Israeli soldier may be held in. We know that Israel has previously threatened to carry out such military operation even before this recent attack by the resistance, in response to the Palestinian resistance firing homemade shells on Israel."
Sources in Al-Aqsa and Al-Qassam brigades, the armed resistant wings of Fatah and Hamas, are collecting all the weapons they have, and all members are on alert. Among the weapons is an anti-missile deterrent. Israeli forces are increasing numbers at the northern border, with vehicles, special forces and troops of soldiers ready to drive into and make Gaza a killing zone. This is the fulfilment of Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert's intention to attack the Strip, after the resistance tried to trade a captured soldier for female and child political prisoners, and may see Benjamin Netanyahu's dream come true, as he said earlier this week, that Israelis could wipe Gaza off the face of the earth.
Palestinian medical sources reported that two Palestinian workers were shot and killed Monday night by Israeli military fire at Sheikh Zayed checkpoint south of Jerusalem, the Arabs 48 news website reported. Eyewitnesses reported that about 150 workers were waiting at the Israeli checkpoint while the soldiers were investigating the two men's identity cards and questioning them. The two workers then attempted to take a bypass road to escape further delays, but the soldiers spotted them and opened fire. One of the workers was shot in his head, while the other was shot in his chest, killing them instantly, eyewitnesses said. The two still remain unidentified, though it is likely they come from Bethlehem, the closest city to the checkpoint.
The Israeli army arrested 15 residents from the West Bank city of Bethlehem Tuesday at dawn. Troops and army jeeps stormed several neighborhoods in the city. Soldiers searched homes before arresting Mohammed Al-Hajj, 21, Hamdi Abutia, 20, Rami Aish, 22, and his brother Aish Aish, 27, Khalid Jibril, 24, and Rahed Salahat, 23. All were taken to unknown locations, local sources reported. Earlier, the army also invaded the nearby village of Al-Shawawa and arrested six residents. Those arrested were Neda Salem, 30, Majid Hamdan, 23, Wa'al Salem, 22, Tariq Salem, 30, Sliman Salem, 23, and Ibrahim Abu Hawa, 38. The six were all taken to unknown locations, according to eyewitness reports. Meanwhile, another military force stormed the nearby village of Obadiah, east of the city, and arrested Naji Abu Sahan, 28, Sloiman Rawada, 24, and Isa Rawada, 35. After their homes were searched, they were taken to unknown locations, according to eyewitness reports.
The Israeli army arrested one resident from Jaber village, south of the West Bank city of Jenin, during a pre-dawn invasion Tuesday. Ahmed Halaliya, 18, was arrested when troops stormed the village, searched several houses before arresting Halaliya and taking him to unknown locations, eyewitnesses reported.
Israeli soldiers and settlers stormed the West Bank city of Nablus Tuesday at dawn. Troops invaded several neighbourhoods and searched several houses before leaving, without making any arrests, local sources reported. Another group of settlers invaded the city and were attempting to make their way to the Youssef Tomp area, but instead rushed out of the city, eyewitnesses said. Nablus is used to the daily army invasion that often results in numerous residents being arrested, killed or injured.
The Israeli army arrested Mohammed Hamid, 23, at the eastern entrance to the West Bank city of Qalqilia Tuesday at dawn. Hamid was arrested when troops stopped his car at a military checkpoint and searched it before taking him to unknown location.
Jawadat Abdul Al-Fattah, a resident of Beit Awa village near the West Bank city of Hebron, sustained several bruises after being attacked by the Israeli army Tuesday morning. Al-Fattah was stopped at a military checkpoint between the village and the city by soldiers who then attacked him without reason. Troops also stopped the ambulance trying to transport him to hospital for over an hour, eyewitnesses reported.
Israeli army troops have invaded Salit Ilhartia village, west of the West Bank city of Jenin, and arrested three residents there on Tuesday morning. The arrestees were identified as Ahmed Jaradat, 24, Motaz Tahina, 25, Maher Sobad, 28, all were taken to unknown locations. Troops stormed the village, searched scores of homes before arresting the three, local sources reported.
Mohammed Kanaan, 27, and Mohammed Senoura, 21, were arrested when the Israeli army invaded the Thinaba neighbourhood east of the West Bank city of Tokaram on Tuesday morning. Troops stormed the area, closing all roads leading to it, searched several houses before arresting the two and taking them to unknown locations, eyewitnesses reported. And that's just some of the news for today in Palestine. For constant updates, check out the International Middle East Media Centre website, www.imemc.org. As always, thanks for joining us. From Occupy Bethlehem, this is Palestine Today, brought to you by Penny Quinton,
Maya Williams-Carpenter,
and Ghassan Benoura.